At 6:06, it is clear, 41 degrees in Tulsa. We are headed to 59 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. There will be horse racing, after all, at the Tulsa Fairgrounds next year. KWGS reporter Catherine Roberts has our story this morning from the fairgrounds.
The Tulsa Fair Board votes to honor contracts made with the Quarter Horse and Thoroughbred Associations for races in 2013. Becky Gumaz is chair of the Oklahoma Horse Racing Commission.
That's wonderful news for not only the two horsemen groups, but for Tulsa County and for the state of Oklahoma.
The Fair Board deferred a decision on a new naming rights agreement with the Creek Nation until the tribe's legislature can consider the details of the agreement. Catherine Roberts, KWGS News.
A Tulsa jury finds 41-year-old Alonzo Johnson guilty in the murder-for-hire plot of Tulsa businessman Neil Sweeney. The jury yesterday recommended two life sentences for Johnson. Sweeney was shot and killed in his East Tulsa business back in 2008. If he serves his full sentence, Chris Denman would be 75 when he is released from prison. The former Victory Christian Center janitor was sentenced yesterday to 55 years in prison. He had entered a guilty plea last month to raping a 13-year-old girl at the church and molesting a 15-year-old. Denman must also register as a sex offender. Meanwhile, over in Payne County, sexual assault charges are filed against 22-year-old Nathan Cochran. He is accused of sexually assaulting five male students at OSU in Stillwater. Health leaders will try again to get Oklahoma lawmakers to give cities and towns local control over smoking ordinances. State Health Commissioner Terry Klein says it's an issue that could save lives. He says it's about letting the people decide how strict they want their anti-smoking laws to be.
This is really about having faith in decisions being made at the local level. So this is a return to local rights.
Current state law does not allow municipalities to have stricter smoking ordinances than state law. This will be the fourth attempt to get a local control bill passed. In an interview with KWGS, Governor Fallon indicated accepting federal dollars for a health care exchange would cost the state more in the long run. She also cited a news story showing that health insurance premiums in Oklahoma are skyrocketing. Well, David Blatt with the Oklahoma Policy Institute says that is part of the problem. There are too many people that are uninsured.
At least a part of the reason why health insurance premiums are growing is because of this crisis of uncompensated care, where hospitals and other providers need to shift the cost of taking care of the uninsured to those with insurance.
Blatt says you can't blame the Affordable Care Act for the higher premiums, since most provisions have yet to go into effect. Our children are fat. The Global Association of Indian Physicians and Get Lean Tulsa held a walk-a-thon yesterday to draw attention to childhood obesity. First Lady Victoria Bartlett was there to support the effort.
There are one out of three children that are obese before they reach their fifth birthday, and that is a shocking statistic.
The event was part of the community-wide health initiative called Get Lean Tulsa. It was held yesterday at Hunter Park in South Tulsa. A house fire leaves one person dead and another injured in Mays County. It happened just east of the town of Salina just before daybreak yesterday morning. The state fire marshal's office is in charge of that investigation. Our weather forecast, windy and sunny today. Well, there is an elevated fire threat, a high of 59. Clouds will move into the area tonight, 36 for an overnight low. Rain chances increase as the day progresses tomorrow with a high of 56. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear at 6:10 and 41 degrees. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.